Wahpeton leads Valley City 4-3 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Last chance for Valley City. If they cannot come back, we'll have another game for the state championship about half an hour after the conclusion of this one. It's Andrasik, Johnson, Rodriguez due up this inning against Chris Thiele, who's working his third inning of relief for Wahpeton. Carrington over in the Class B tournament is going for a three-peat. They will face off this afternoon. Carrington will face off against Hazen this afternoon for the championship. So Carrington looking for a three-peat over in Class B. We are set to go. It's Andrasik coming in. Andrasik got aboard in the bottom of the seventh, was not brought home. If he was, it would have won the game, and gets ball one high from Chris Thiele. Andrasik is the only batter in the lineup who Thiele hasn't faced, and he throws him ball one. Both starters will not factor into the decision. Thiele and Bjork are on the hook for the win and the loss as it's a base hit back up the middle. Andrasik leads off the bottom of the ninth with a base hit, and that's the tying run for Valley City. Jesse Johnson, 3-for-4. He popped up in the seventh inning with Andrasik aboard first base. Gets a sign from Lance Lukes over on the third base coach's box. 4-3, Wahpeton leads Valley City, bottom of the ninth inning. Extra innings here in the state championship game in Dickinson. Valley City needs two to get a walk-off win and claim the state championship. Pickoff throw, Andrasik will be back in safely. Last inning, Valley City had a chance to get two outs, first on a rundown and then on a botched sacrifice from Reed Albright. Miscommunication between the infield, and that's what extended that inning to let that run come across and score as Johnson gets one low. Ball one and a snap throw over to first from Bukestead. Albright swipes the tag, but mostly out of ritual as Andrasik was well in safely. So 1-0 to Jesse Johnson. Nate Rodriguez on deck for Valley City post 60. They are down a run here in the bottom of the ninth inning against Wahpeton in the state championship game. Big kick in the 1-0 pitch. Johnson will take a strike. One ball, one strike. Valley City has not lost a game in this double elimination tournament. Wahpeton stands at 3-1. Their only loss was against Valley City on Friday. Johnson set for the 1-1 offering on the ground. Picked up at short. Pithy with the backhand. Throws to first. Will get past Albright at first base. Andrasik hustling around to third. Johnson on to second. A routine ground ball was botched, and it's second and third for Valley City. Nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning, down 4-3. That was the shortstop, Bo Gillis, the backhand, threw to first and got it past Albright. And they're going to intentionally walk Nate Rodriguez to load it up. In the first inning, Rodriguez missed a two-run home run by about 5 feet. Was intentionally walked in the third, flew out to left, and struck out in the seventh. As it's now ball two and a balk. They're going to call a balk. The balk will bring home Dalton Andrasik, and we are tied at 4. Kelly McNary comes out of the Wahpeton dugout. Valley City has the winning run at third base in Jesse Johnson, and nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Post 60 fans are feeling it. The dugout's feeling it. Valley City has tied it up on a balk. And now a long fly ball from Rodriguez will win this ball game. Andrasik led off the inning with a single. An error from the shortstop put Johnson on the base pass and moved runners to second and third. Chris Thiele just balked, scoring Dalton Andrasik. 4-4 our score on the Crop Production Services scoreboard, bottom of the ninth inning. Johnson 90 feet away from winning this ball game. Nate Rodriguez facing a 1-0 count with nobody out. They will continue to intentionally walk him to put runners at the corners. Second time Rodriguez has been intentionally walked this game. Two more pitches needed by Thiel. Someone is warming up for Wahpeton. I believe it's Braden Miller who is warming up right now. He may come in after this final pitch to Rodriguez to put him aboard first base. Johnson at third, Rodriguez at first. Dawson Dietrich, who is doing this game, he has not had a hit, is coming up with a chance to give Valley City the state championship. Valley City has had the winning run aboard in the seventh, eighth, and now in the ninth inning. You're listening to Legion Baseball on KOVC and NewsDakota.com. Nate Rodriguez is at first base, Jesse Johnson at third, and it is Dawson Dietrich, and they're going to walk him as well. Nate Rodriguez will move on to second base, and nobody out, and they're going to walk the bases loaded, and I think they're waiting for Braden Miller to finish his warm-up session in the bullpen as Chris Thiel threw that one outside. Bukestead had to stop at two balls, no strikes. So now it's going to be up to Devin Anderson. They're waiting on two more pitches here to Dawson Dietrich. Johnson's at third base. Nate Rodriguez is at second. Johnson got aboard on an error. Rodriguez was walked intentionally. And now it's 3-0 to Dawson Dietrich. One more pitch, and he'll be given first base. Here comes the pitch. Ball four. Dietrich is walked. And with nobody out, the bases are loaded. And no, Braden Miller will not come into this game. Chris Thiel will face Devin Anderson. Anderson, an RBI single in the fifth inning. 4-4 our score, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, nobody out for Valley City, and Bukestead comes up, pops up behind home plate and calls timeout. Valley City came into this inning down 4-3, got the first two on board. A balk tied it up at four and put Johnson at third with nobody out. They walked Rodriguez and Dietrich to get runners on the base pass and get force at every base to try to get out of this bottom of the ninth inning and force a top of the 10th. Bukestead finally set to go behind home plate. So here we go, Johnson at third, Rodriguez at second, Dietrich at first, Devin Anderson gets ball one inside. Nine straight pitches outside the strike zone for Chris Thiel. Eight of those nine pitches were back-to-back intentional walks. Bases juiced, nobody out for Valley City in this four-all ball game. Bottom of the ninth, a base hit wins Valley City the state championship as Anderson will take ball two. Wahpeton beat Beulah 4-3 with a bases-loaded walk. Thiel is pacing that here with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. The 2-0 inside, called a strike, two balls and a strike. Infield, in on the lip of the dirt and the grass. The 2-1 pitch comes home. Anderson gets a strike, evens it up, two balls, two strikes. Anderson and then Tanner Thompson, I believe, is the next scheduled hitter. Yeah, but is Tanner Thompson on deck to get his first cuts of the game should a run not score in this at-bat to Devin Anderson? Thiel's 2-2 to Anderson on the ground. It's going to be between first and second in the left field. A walk-off win, and Valley City wins the 2016 Class A Legion Baseball State Championship. Devin Anderson comes through with a bases-loaded single. Valley City wins the state championship. The improbable run is topped off with a walk-off win. Unbelievable. The dugout comes to mob Devin Anderson as he touches first base. Congratulations to Valley City post 60. They win this one in extra innings. They come all the way from being an eighth seed in divisional play last week to winning the 2016 state championship. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back. We'll get you some stats from this game. We'll get Lance Lukes up here as well. As congratulations to Valley City, they are the 2016 Class A state champions.